You know, I think about, there are some things that just have to happen. I think that it's something that Jesus understood. In fact, he announced, if you remember when the disciples were traveling with him, he announced that he would have to go to Jerusalem and he would have to die. And that little word in there that says that he had to do that is the word that implies that something has to happen. It's something that's divine. It's something that doesn't have a choice. And I think Jesus got that. He understood that. And yet, when you get done reading the Gospel of Mark, you kind of wonder if they ever figured it out. If the disciples ever figured it out, did they ever get it that they were supposed to do was the same thing that Jesus did, which was to diligently pursue whatever it is that God had in mind for them. I want to invite you to open up your Bibles to Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. In Acts chapter 13, you begin to understand that the disciples finally, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that they finally began to understand that some things just have to be. In Acts chapter 13, you begin to sense that the church is capturing this idea that some things just have to happen. And if they don't happen by our own devising, that God is just somehow going to come in and he's going to kind of push us, to kind of get us to where, well, to get things to where they need to go. I think this text here is a really simple text. Acts chapter 13, starting with verse number 1. It says, in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. And so after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and they sent them off. I look at this text. I look at the life of Jesus. I look at the life of the disciples. And I just make this amazing discovery that there is this very clear desire. There's this very clear sense and desire to know what God wants. There's this desire to see what God has in mind. And in fact, they're going to spend some time investigating and investing in just seeking that out. What is it that God wants? They're going to ask God. They're going to fast. They're going to pray. They're going to do whatever it is that they have to do to figure it out what it is that God is about. And I'd like for us as a church to be that kind of church. That in everything that we do, that we would diligently seek the heart of God, that we would intentionally, through prayer, that we would intentionally, through our worship and through our study of God's Word, that we would seek out what it is that God wants of us as it pertains to our personal lives, as it pertains to our church, as it pertains to the direction that God wants us to go, as it pertains to our community outside of this church. I look at the history of this church and I believe that, in part, that's what we have been about. It's, you know, just seeking to know what God wants. We started out here in December of 2009. Well, at least some of you did. I wasn't here yet. I first began preaching here in July of 2010. But we used to meet in the Waldorf School building. Some of you remember that, right? That was kind of an interesting experience. A different experience. But you know, we used to meet in that building, and yet it wasn't until it was about September of 2011 that we made that transition from that building to meeting here in this building that we're meeting in today. And I remember the excitement that we had. I remember the people that pitched in and that made some sacrifices so that we could begin to worship in this building. And that was such a significant change. It was such an important change that we went through. And then 2 years later, almost to the day, in September of 2013, actually it was on a Friday, it was September 6th of 2013, we made another important change, a very significant change. And that was that with the help of God, we began to purchase this building. I remember saying at the time that just because we purchased this building, that didn't mean that this building belonged to us. What it meant was that this building had just changed ownership. It used to be owned by Ellison Incorporated. But now, once we purchased it, from that point on, God became the owner of this building. And I believe that God has given us this building to use for His purposes. You know, even though we don't own it per se, we have been given the opportunity, we have been given the privilege of being stewards of this building. But the point is that in the midst of all of those transitions, one thing that we have always done is that we've sought to know what God has wanted. We've asked questions, we have held meetings, we spent time in prayer, we spent time in worship, and God has led us to where we are at today. Well, I believe that God is bringing about another challenge before us today, and it will once again require for us to seek out God's purpose for us, to seek out His direction, and to ask that very important question, what does God want to do through us? And I just want to just kind of give you a heads up, because one of the things that I want for us to do at the end of our time here today is I want for us to spend some time in prayer as a congregation to ask you to participate in that prayer time, that we would as a congregation, that we would seek out the heart of God. In a couple, actually this week, we will have another opportunity for that on Thursday night as we come and we spend some time in prayer and praise this Thursday night at 6:30 as well. But not long ago, we asked that you would pray for the Baroque Church of Christ. Specifically, we asked that you would pray for their leaders, that they would seek truth. We asked specifically that you would be praying in prayer for Jeff Kuhn and his family, for his wife Denise and their children Olivia and Elizabeth. We asked that you would pray for others. As you know, Jeff was dismissed as their minister in January. But we asked also that you would pray for others. We asked that you would pray for their family, for the families that are no longer attending over there, that they currently have no church home. And about 3 weeks ago, the elders and myself, we began just meeting with Jeff. At first, we met with him to just encourage him, to pray for him, and to just pray for his family, to just give him the kind of moral support that he needed. But then as we began to talk, one thing led to another, and we began a conversation with him about the possibility of him coming on board here at New Life Christian Church and working part-time in a temporary role here at New Life. And temporary because we assumed that Jeff would be seeking employment elsewhere, but also to give him a chance to just kind of adjust to some of the things that are happening in his life and in the life of his family, and also to give us some time to be able to do it, to adjust as well. But at the same time, we also came to understand through the conversations that we were having with Jeff that there were some families currently not attending church, and we as a congregation, we want to just open up our doors. We wanted to extend an arm of fellowship to them should they choose to attend New Life. And it's my understanding that there is very much so an interest in them, and some have some families here today. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, the elders and myself have looked at the accusations that were made against Jeff, and we feel confident that those accusations are without warrant. And so what we're trying to do is just really simply just this, is to pursue the will of God, and that's really all that we're asking you to do. And today what we're asking you to do is to just join us in just diligently pursuing God's will and pursuing His will for His way for this church. We're not trying to hide anything. We just want to just say right up front that's what we're asking you to do, to just diligently pursue what God wants in the life of His church. And see, when that happens, when people do that, God always responds. In fact, if you just go over in your Bibles two or three pages, to chapter 16, you're going to see what happened when this same Paul, who was hooked by God into going, he begins to do the things that God wants him to do. He creates and he shows us this clear drive to carry out God's will. And once he figures it out, he's going to do it regardless of the cost. Now look at what he says in chapter 16 in verse 6. This is what Luke records for us. He says, Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia. That's modern-day Turkey. Having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia, when they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. Do you hear and see what God is up to? God is giving direction. God is opening the doors. He's closing some doors, and He's pushing in a certain way so that they carry out the will of God, the way that He desires to have it carried out. Verse number 8. And so they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas, and during the night Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia to help us. Now, if you're looking at a map, and you're staring at it, you're going to be looking at somebody who's standing in what is today modern-day Turkey. But this person who's standing there in modern-day Turkey is seeing a vision of somebody that's on the shores of the continent of Europe in Greece. And this man, this Macedonian, saying, come on over here and preach to us over here. Look at verse 10. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. That's God's will, right? That we clearly understand that's God's desire is that we make disciples, to have people come to know who Jesus is, to go where the gospel has not been heard in somebody's life. And what you see in the Apostle Paul is this drive to carry that out and to do what he has to do. And I can't even imagine. I can't imagine what it must have been like for them to just try to somehow figure that out. How are we going to do this in a way that will get things done? They just listened. And God directed them. God opened doors. He closed doors. And he sent them in a certain way. And he gave them a vision of what ought to happen. And they carried that out. And they did it because they believed that that's the thing that God wanted them to do. That that's what he would have them to do. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to understand God's will so that we can carry it out, so that we can move forward as a church in a way that is God-honoring, in a way that is, at the same time, that's going to lead people to faith in Christ and to grow people into the likeness of Jesus Christ. That's really our goal, is to make sure that we go where God desires us to go and to do what God desires us to do, which is to help people to come to faith in Jesus Christ and to have that life-changing experience so that lives are different. It's all about life change. And I think that's happening here, by the way. That is happening here. Would you agree with that? That is happening in this congregation. That people are beginning to experience, that we're experiencing life change. And I trust that we're aware that that's happening around here. Life change. Transformation. Because that's really what the church does. The church facilitates life change in people. And what we see is that we live in a world that's full of broken people. We live in a world of people that are just broken, and I guarantee you that out in our community, there are a number of families that are broken. They hurt. They hurt every day because of what Satan is doing to destroy lives. And the call on the church, the call on the Church of Jesus Christ is to do something about that, and to not let hindrances get in the way, but just to listen to where it is that God wants us to go, to listen where He's taking us. We are committed to making disciples. We are committed to making more and better disciples. We're committed to helping people who don't know Jesus come to know Jesus. We're committed to making sure that people grow up so that they look like Jesus and they produce changed lives in others. We want life to be different for people. And frankly, that's really what this is all about. We are seeking the heart of God to discover whether it is that He's asking Jeff to partner with us and some new families to partner with us so that we can more effectively reach out to our community for Jesus Christ. See, here's what I believe. I believe that Satan has a stronghold on this community. I think he has had a stronghold on this community for way too long. I believe that it's time for his influence in Viroqua here to come to an end. I believe that this community needs that what it needs is for the church to step forward and show the genuine character of Jesus Christ so that when people see us, that we can hear them saying, you know what, if that's what Christians look like, I want in. I want to be a part of that. I want to be what they are. I want what they have. And I think that's what we see God doing among us. I think He's helping us develop into the kind of people that God wants us to be. And so we're asking you to pray. We're asking you to spend some time in God's Word, and to spend some time in prayer, not just asking God if Jeff should partner with us, but also would be thinking about asking God to just give us answers and to help us, you know, to defeat evil in this community. The question that probably always comes up, and of course it has to do with finances, and of course that there is a financial piece to this. Again, we're asking you to pray, and we're thinking about what that might, some numbers were kind of thrown out, and as I'm confident that as we move forward that we will be talking about that, and we need to be working some things out with that, and we need to be praying about that. Right now, we're just asking you to diligently pursue God. We're asking that you would diligently pursue His way and His will for us individually, but also as a church. And so we're asking even this Thursday, as we get together, that we have that opportunity to do that right here during that prayer and praise service. We want to invite you to come to that. Anyone who has any questions about this, please, maybe even some concerns or whatever you have, talk to Joe or Dave or myself. about anything that we're discussing here. But please, just in the meantime, my simple request is this, that you begin to pray, that you start that today. That God, you know, just saying, God, what would you have me do in the midst of all of this? What do you specifically want me to do? God, what is the direction that you want to take New Life? God, what is it that how can I help in all of this? And what is the direction you want us to go? I'm just asking you to ask God to lead and to guide us and to direct us. And in the meantime, we will continue to hold discussions and to pray with Jeff about this and all the time seeking God's direction. Right now, I just want to open it up for us to just have a time of prayer. Would you, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's do that. God, we recognize that there are so many things that are beyond our control. There are so many things that are way bigger than us. And maybe it seems like this is one of them. But I'm reminded today, God, that you are on your throne, that you are sovereign, that you are God who controls everything. And Father, I'm just seeking your purpose. I believe, God, with all my heart, that through your Spirit, that we can be part of something big here in Viroqua, that we can change this community for Christ, not on our own power, but to God be the glory. God, I believe that there are people all around us that are hurting. And I believe that hurts you. I believe that your greatest desire is to see this community come alive and to believe in you. And God, I pray for that great opportunity to be able to serve as a catalyst for that to happen, for people to just come to Jesus and there to be a revival in the city of Viroqua. I pray that you will use us as a congregation, New Life Christian Church, to accomplish all of that. Heavenly Father, we just recognize today that this, really our whole existence here is really all about you. It's all about your honor, about your glory, and what you can accomplish so that you can be lifted up. We recognize today that you are a God of power. You are a God of majesty, a God of a God who is powerful enough to create this whole universe around us, to put things into being the way that they are, and to arrange things and organize things. You are also a God who created us, that created mankind, and created us in your image. It just amazes me, God, sometimes as I think about it, how you have used people to carry on the message of the gospel, not because they have anything in and of themselves, but that you have been able to use us as human beings to be able to share the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray that we can continue to do that around here, that we can even do that more effectively. But make no mistake about it, God, help us to realize that this is that everything that we do here as a church, as a community of believers, it's not about us. It's not about our own power. It's not about what we can gain. It's all about what you can gain. About you. So we acknowledge your presence here today. We acknowledge your power and your majesty, and we give honor and glory to you. And we seek your face, not just today, but tomorrow and throughout this week and for the weeks to come here as we decide on some different things, the direction of our church and the opportunities that you place in front of us. And we pray, God, that we would put that into your hands. And if that be your will, the things that we're discussing today, that you would provide the details to that, that you would take care of all of the details. And we love you. We ask your blessing upon the rest of our day and upon this week. And we pray that as we leave this place today, that we will go recognizing that we actually enter out into a mission field to be bold and to boldly proclaim the message of